Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to Scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the arm of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz at gmail.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com, for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz at gmail.com, to get started today.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Peace and blessings, family. Fall is approaching. Are you ready for fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family, and thank you for joining me this evening. Today on Voice of Black Star, we will be discussing the seven seals. They will be open tonight in chapter 6 of Book of Revelation, verses 1 through 17. Now, the Bible is given us in physical form, spiritual things. In chapter 6, the seven seals will be opened by the slain lamb, Christ Yeshua. Now, we know Christ is definitely the lamb that is making sure that things get done properly amongst us. Let's go take a look back, because tonight we will be going over chapter 6. But let's go back to chapter 5 and make sure that we understand chapter 5 of the book of Revelation, so we can understand who this lamb is. And it says, and we're going to read chapter 5. Let's kind of do a quick review. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. So you couldn't even look at it. There was no one even worthy to even look at it. Remember? Yes, how powerful this book is, because this book right here of the seven seals is holding some serious weight, family. This is talking about what is plaguing us right now to this day on earth. These are the curses, and these are the things that have been put on this earth to kind of, to pretty much destroy man and to destroy the evil, so to speak. Let's go ahead. Verse 5 of chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So, he told us, don't worry, the Lamb of Judah. Do you remember Christ or Yeshua or Yah, whichever you wish to call him? He came from the tribe of Judah, out of the line of David. Okay? So therefore, Judah is a, let's read something real fast. Chapter 49 and verse 9. It says, Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Who's going to rouse him up? Who's going to rouse him up, family? Let's read. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Okay, so the Most High, so pretty much right here, family, this is what the Bible has done. Because I know people are like, oh my gosh, is it literal? And so, yes, we know that pretty much John is getting visions. He's getting a vision of what is going to take place, what has taken place and what is to take place. He's witnessed Christ or Yeshua, the slain lamb. He's seen him fulfilling the prophecy. Because you remember, Christ came to be slain for us, to get rid of the sacrificial law. He's the slain lamb. Okay? He's the one that's going to be able to recover Israel, true Israel, out of this comatose state we've been in. We're going to be revived. But there's some things that must take place on the earth. Because right now, we're being ruled by some seriously deep, wicked spirits, family. And we don't understand. And things are starting to get more intensified. I know you notice a lot of things has been happening on this earth. A lot of things. And especially as of late. In this past year, and up until now, we've noticed a lot of people being slain. Murders have increased. I mean, people so-called killing themselves. People suddenly dying in their sleep. Disease, pestilence. A lot of things happen. But we're going to read that in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation as soon as we get to it. But right now, we need to understand who is responsible for opening these seals that have started to plague the earth, are starting to intensify. Because they began, as soon as he passed, things like this started taking place, family. It ain't like the seals just been open. Just when you read it, that's when it was open. No, these seals have been open centuries ago. It is intensifying. Okay? The Bible is a huge history book of the past, present, and the future. And yes, it's about a particular people as well. It's showing our main part in this. But it's also about the world and how we're going to be in this world. Because I know we feel like we've been oppressed. There's a lot of things that's been going on, family. And we have been oppressed for a long time. But now it's time for that curse to be lifted. And it's time for us to lift ourselves up out of the curse as well. And how do we do that? By coming back to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High Power. Okay? That's how we do that. But let's keep reading. And it says, so, who roused him up? Well, he was roused up for us. He came down to earth to go through everything that man went through to show you, to prove to us, to Israel, that it can be done. He became the unblemished lamb. He was sacrificed for us to get rid of the sacrificial law. All other laws stand, family. and everything is still what comes up to the sacrificial law. We don't have to go to no priest. There are no priests no more right now. Christ is the priest. He's the only one. He's Melchizedek. And Melchizedek. Happy Tuesday. We you know to say the name. But let's keep reading, family. So let's read verse 6. Now remember, we're still in chapter 5. We'll read verse 6 because we're doing like a little recap. And it says, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." Okay? Now, the lamb is doing what the Most High has sent him to do. You got to understand, there are two spirits, family. And I know a lot of people want to say there's just one, that somehow Christ was showing John a vision of himself, giving himself a little, giving him the book and all that stuff. It doesn't make sense, family. You know, logically, that does not make sense. But I'm going to digress on that part, because this is not what this book, this teaching is about. It's about the seals and where they are, as of where we are today. And it says in verse 7, "And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne." So you're seeing that Christ took the book out of his own hand? No, that doesn't make sense, man. Let's keep going. Okay. No. Okay, so pretty much the seven eyes and seven horns and seven eyes is showing you who he is. It's showing his all-around power. Okay? He's the knowing all. He knows all. He sees all. He is all. Okay? He took the book out of the hand of the one that sat on the throne, the one that's even more powerful than him. "And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints," or incense. So now he's about to take up the prayers of the saints. "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And he has and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Now, family, we are going to reign. Israel will have our part, and we'll get to that as we keep reading. Israel, that's the 12 tribes. We're going to have our part over everything, pretty much with the, you know, the priests and things like that. But there are also going to be some people who are the Gentile top two that decided they wanted to take part of the blood of the Lamb. And they decided they're going to follow the commandments and be how it's supposed to be from the very beginning. When Adam was supposed to have been ruler of the earth, Adam was holding the position, was to hold the position that Christ held. Okay? But not the sacrifice part. But the point is, he's supposed to be doing all the things. He's supposed to be the head priest of earth, of the people of earth. But I digress on that. But as you can see, this is what we have. So we have the seven seals. And we're about to open these seven seals. And this is chapter 6. Okay? Let's read. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of four beasts saying," and thunder, "one of the four beasts saying, Come and see." So he's telling John, come see. When the seals are broken. So there's a loud rumble going on. Get your attention. No? "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." So the earth right now is being conquered by a spirit. Okay? It's being conquered. So you get all this warring and conquering. So back in the day, when all those wars and conquerings and all things were going on, that's what was being taking place. All those undercover conversations with so-called leaders and people putting together things, trying to conquer lands. You see how the lands have been conquered? They're not even being owned by the people who originally birthed those lands, so to speak. But who the Most High gave those lands to. Those people are not in the lands the Most High had designated for each nation. Okay? Let's go. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So family, right now, what's going on? We've been killing each other for a long time now. But now it's starting to be more intensified. The murders and the killings. And some of us have just become immune to it all. Because we just assume that this is just a part of life. Murdering and killing. We think this is normal. We really believe that this is how the Most High had intended this world to be. Chaotic. Miserable. Full of hate. Greed. You really think this is how the Most High really intended for this earth to be. But no. This is what's going down, family. So he's opening these seals. So these things have to take place before his final comeback. Okay? These things have to be unleashed on the earth. And when he had opened it, so verse 5. Now remember, we're in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, chapter 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." So family, we know, we see the prices of things right now. They've been going up, they've been going down. But as of late, they have been going up. Things have become very pricey. As we know now that you can't buy nothing. For even $20 could get you at least two things of bread, maybe a pack of chicken, and all that good stuff. Now you can't even get nothing, barely two loaves of bread. Seriously, if you really go to the store and look now, compared to what you could buy, you can spend $20 on, compared to what you can spend $20 on it right now. Think about getting gas for $20. You barely going to get above E. You probably get a capital E with that. I heard that joke somewhere out there, and it's kind of been funny, and it's still true to this day. So you got to keep laughing to keep from crying. But let's keep reading, family. Because we're in some serious times right now. And I know a lot of us are not understanding. Because again, a lot of us are immune or numb to the harshness of this world. Because we are used to things being this way. We assume that it's supposed to be this way. But it's not, family. These seals have been cracked. And now that the eyes of the people are starting to open, the more knowledge is starting to pump out. And we're starting to see these seals that has been opened. Not all of them haven't opened yet, but for the most part, those first three that we just read, they have been. And they're open right now, and they are continuing to this day. Let's keep reading. And let's go to verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine." So we may not get too pricey on the oil and the wine, family. Let that sink in a little bit. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over the four parts of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. So pretty much he's saying starvation, to hurt earth. This death is here. And pretty soon, you know, death is going to be conquered in the end. That no one's going to die once Christ comes back and handles the final business. But right now, death is roaming. And he's going for a strong family. He's going for very, 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 very strong. And, you know, hunger was put over the earth. Death. You see how people are dying nowadays? And it's just getting more and more rampant. More and more. Every time you turn around, someone's getting shot. Shot up at schools. Shot up in the grocery stores. You know, some people dying in their sleep just mysteriously. You know, corporate giants and stuff like that. Hunger. People are hungry. I see a lot of people, homeless people, walking around, hurting. You know, and so forth, and beasts and animals. I've heard about some animals attacking some people as of late. And it's getting worse. Okay, let's keep reading, family. Verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Oh, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto them, to every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. So, saints ain't really, all the saints ain't passed yet. Those of old have already gone. They're there. They're waiting. They're waiting. They're robes. We got to get ready for ours now. For the saints that are still living, they're still fighting this battle. Because the eyes of the people are opening. With Kanye and Kyrie both opening eyes as being high entertainers, because we tend to listen to entertainers. We tend to love idolatry. Okay? So the Most High threw it in a little certain little thing he knew would get our attention. He did it with a clever, clever Elohim. He put out there that what he knew would grab your attention. And Kyrie and Kanye has grabbed millions of attention, having them ask questions about who we, black Americans, are. Who are we? Because we need to know, who are we, family? Who are we? We live in a country that don't even care less about us, don't even care about us. They pretend, they hide their kindness and stuff. It's a facade, but deep down, they hate us. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for them not liking us. It's a hatred they don't even understand. Because the Most High has put it in their hearts to do so. To carry out his plan he has set forth. Family, we got to realize that we're on a spiritual level. We're being ruled by a higher spirit that we know nothing of. But we need to start getting to know. We will get to know. We are going to get to know him. Both of them. Well, let's keep going. And then let's keep verse 11, let's go back to there. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that say that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now, family, we haven't gotten to this point yet. Oh, it ain't came yet. This is the part right here. We're about to get to. And that's going to be some terrible times. Let's keep reading. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captain, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the deeps. and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. So we're like, we're seeing for him to sit on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, we're going to be seeing two beings that's going to be hitting us up, that we're going to be hiding from. A lot of us will be. A lot of us will be hiding because of shame, guilt, and straight terror because we didn't believe. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Nobody, damn it. Only way you'll be able to stand amongst the Most High power when he returns is if you've done your part and you've kept his commandments the best of your abilities. If you're able to keep his laws, that's his commandments to the best of your abilities. In this crooked, crooked, wicked system we're in. Because family, it's not getting any better. It's going to continue to get worse for us. But we got to be prepared, spiritually prepared, and ready to rebuke such demons. Because right now, that's what we're ran by. We're ran by demons and devils, family. People who have no heart, no inside. People who are miserable. And really think they're God. And that we are forever servants. You remember Psalms, they talked about how the nations got together and said, let's make it so that they're not a nation anymore. And it worked. Because we're not black people, we're not a nation. We backbite, we stab each other in the backs, we talk about each other, we don't do anything to build each other up. And when we do get a little money, like Kanye and Kyrie, instead of trying to use that money to start new things, we still want to be under Massa. We still want to be under that burden. You don't want to take your billions and millions that you've made and start investing in other things. Depend on Massa to give you love. You know that you can start something with some African groups. Be adventurous. Okay? Quit acting afraid. We gotta stop acting afraid, family, and acting like mental slaves. So once you get your funding, it's time to go, family. Start your own thing. Get quiet yourself. Start networking with other black entrepreneurs. Let's get back to where it was in Rosewood and our other spot where we had our place before they bombed. That was a haters move, but now we're in different times, family. The Most High is doing something different amongst us. He's preparing us for what's to come. And with that being said, family, you have a blessed, blessed day. And I pray that you continue to read your scriptures. Read the scripture again. The Bible is the book of the future. And you need to read this. He gives us our past, our present, and it's going to give us our future. In chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, the beginning of that, to let you know what's happening. And that is real. But again, family, you have a blessed, blessed evening. And we'll talk soon.